Hello, everyone. Welcome back. We have 10 questions for Tiana Dodson. All right, Tiana, what is the last best something you've experienced? Last best book, food, hug, last best something.
Ooh, that's hard to answer. Last best. Okay, last best book trilogy that I enjoyed was the Locked Tomb trilogy.
Ooh, is that a sci-fi or a fantasy?
It's a sci-fi. It's a sci-fi. It was good times. It's lesbian.
Yeah.
It's a bit gory.
Nice.
It's cool. I really enjoyed it. It's hilarious, actually. Like, I like a wit. It's great.
Yeah. Yeah. Locked Tomb.
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. By the way, I'm loving all the book recs you're giving me. I'm scribbling them all down. I'm like, oh, must read this. Would you rather go on a wine tour in Tuscany or hiking in Machu Picchu?
Oh my. I would love to hike in Machu Picchu if someone would carry me.
Right.
because I'm a physically disabled person. So the hiking is real tough, but Machu Picchu would be gorgeous. Yes.
To see. Yeah.
I mean, I've done wine. I live in Europe. I've done wine. Going to Tuscany is like, yeah, okay, I can drive, just jump in my car and go there. So it's fine. Let's go to Machu Picchu. Somebody carry me.
Yes. Yes. Also, I love that Tuscany's like, yeah, I can just drive there. That's pretty wonderful. That's pretty wonderful. What is a good piece of advice that you've received?
Ooh, a good piece of advice. A great piece of advice that I have received relatively recently, not even relative, literally recently, it's like 2 days ago, was maybe you should look to see if there's something you can subtract. And I was like, hello, I like to do extra.
Yeah, yeah. So pretty good that you read that book then.
Oh yeah. This book has been like right on time in a lot of ways.
My two best friends brought me a book called How to Do Less. And I donated it. I didn't read it. Because I refused.
And also, you know, a great piece of advice is let go of things that don't give joy.
That's it. Their hearts were in the right places, for sure. But I was like, oh, that's too confrontational for me right now.
Sometimes it is. And hey, it is what it is.
What emoji do you use the most?
Oh my God. So I'm an old, and because I'm an old, I don't have like all the fresh emoji fluency that the youngs have. So I tend to use the emoji, the blushing emoji, when I'm smiling, because I think that's very representative of what my big, fat, round, cheeky face looks like when I smile. That one, and then like the party hat, blowing the party.
The celebration, yeah.
Yeah, those are the two that I use the most.
Perfect. If you could grant someone a wish, what would that wish be, and for whom would you want to grant it?
One wish that I have is I really wish that Donald Trump like would be able to accept some kindness into his heart.
I have no words. I know. It's Yeah. May that wish happen. May it be so. For everybody's sake. Yeah, yeah. Are you an early bird or a night owl?
I am a night owl who has become a reluctant early bird. And I have to say that I am salty about it because it is my lifestyle and the fact that I am a parent that I am forced to get up early in the morning. But I am salty about it simply because it works better. I get more done and I'm mad about it and I choose to stay mad.
Yeah, as is your right. 100% salt. Yeah. What's your dream job other than the one that you have right now?
I would like to be a philosopher. Back in the times when like you had like a wealthy patron who would then like put you up in a chateau and pay you a salary for just like chilling out and thinking, this is my dream job.
I could see that. You have philosopher vibes. You really do. You've got like, it's like that deep water that I was feeling after, you know, after our conversation. It's like, yeah, like we went a place. I love it. Philosopher with a wealthy patron paid to think. Oh, that would be delicious. What is your most played song or artist right now?
See, okay. So this is an issue because like I have a child. I have a young child. So they skew things for me. But the thing that I'm listening to most right now, I just recently rediscovered the first Portishead album, Dummy. Yeah. So we're like real hard on that. It's not a song. It's an album.
Yeah. Love it. Nice. That's bringing back MTV vibes, by the way. I love it. What is one adjective that describes you? And one that you wish described you?
I think that one adjective that describes me is kind. I think I'm kind. I try really hard to be kind. It's one of my values and it's one of the things that we need more of this in the world. So how can I make my impact? One thing that I wish described me, maybe patient. If I could be more patient, that would probably be pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I relate. If we were going on a picnic together, what would you bring?
I'm real into potato salad right now.
Ooh, like do you make it like homemade?
Oh no, see that requires labor that we just don't have capacity for at this moment.
Perfect, yes.
I live in Germany, so potato salad abounds.
Oh, nice.
And you can get some really delicious potato salad from like the deli and surprise, surprise, like literally from the refrigerator section in your local grocery store, there is some amazing potato salad.
Mm, yum, yum.
So I'd probably stop by the store, grab some amazing potato salad and bring
it. Nice, yay. Oh, well, I would welcome that potato salad. I'm totally, I'm like immediately, my mouth just got very excited. Thank you for answering the 10 questions. It was so nice to just get other little tidbits about you.
You're welcome. It's been a joy. I really enjoyed this. This has been fun.
Yay. Good. Thanks, Tiana.